This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, the globalists want their final revolution against humanity. What does President Trump need to do? Now, I was really mad at him because he was letting the universities ban all nationalist conservative Christian speech. When it's federal law, you can't do that or you lose your federal funding. Well, he signed an executive order to try to stop that. Now the challenge is taking place. I intend now to book some college events, something I haven't done yet. We have a lot of tricks up our sleeves. That's one of the obvious ones we haven't deployed yet. And so there'll be definite fireworks in defense of the Republic. But like Robert E. Lee said, I've never seen the backs of our Texans. So we're going to be taking action on every front. But the president has all these lawyers telling him, oh, it's private corporations. The courts don't like to regulate those. We have prohibitive regulations that prohibit discrimination, that give third-party protection to the big tech companies. Instead, they're going to get regulatory protection from the EU and regulatory protection from the UK and the CHICOMs by following their incredibly draconian models, which the universities and the left are ready to merge with here in the United States. The operating system of the left and Antifa is Maoist. They will tell you that. And so we have an authoritarian control freak problem. And so, again, Mr. President, the claim that, oh, the courts are going to rule against us doing this, you got to be kidding. We have cartels openly lying to Congress and censoring conservatives en masse, banning all sorts of House and Senate members' ads and re-election announcements off of Twitter and Facebook. We have Project Veritas undercover video showing all this. You have Google admitting that, oh, we're not going to let Democrats lose this time when they lost the election in 2018 on November 9th. We have open and shut one-day trial. They'd be convicted. And then they sit there and stonewall. So they're cartels. They're acting as monopolies. And they're allowing foreign governments, the CHICOMs, and the EU and others to regulate them. And so, of course, Zuckerberg is going to get new protections internationally because we haven't created or haven't enforced our own laws over what we created, the Internet. It's allowing them, because we've advocated our authority in advocation, like a royal stepping down, we have just let them run the gauntlet on us. And so is that stupidity? Is that weakness? Or is that on purpose? Because it's bad. And now only the big five tech companies, Apple right through to Google, are going to be the filters for what can and can't be on air. It's incredibly reckless. It's incredibly dangerous. It's a new class system. And it's the end of free societies we allow it to happen. And there are so many ways to fight it. So many ways to go after it. We have the big stick of all the illegal surveillance these companies have been doing. We have the big stick of how they're offshore and all their tax exemption. We have the biggest stick that Apple and Google have basically got in bed with the communist Chinese over the United States. But that's the globalist model. Total disrespect for our country. But I tell you, I tend to think Trump is just not informed, and I think Congress is, because I watch these senators and I see these House members, and man, the Republicans try to get after big tech, but big tech just stonewalls. And because of the complexity, what do you do? It's just outrageous. But what's going to bring them down and what they're most afraid of at Google is whistleblowers. It's going to be the whistleblowers that have already brought them down that will bring them down. That's why it's up to you whistleblowers to get the evidence of the censorship out. We already have, I know, more. It's time. It's time to spill your guts. Do what must be done. say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'm not sure why it took so long to recognize that the Democrats wanted the endless supply of illegal aliens to themselves.
After all, most of these immigrants have been here a long time. They work hard, often in tough, low-paying jobs. They support their families. They worship at our churches. Many of their kids are American-born or spent most of their lives here. And their hopes, dreams, and patriotism are just like ours. As my predecessor, President Bush, once put it, they are a part of American life.
We also recognize that immigration is essential to our competitiveness. We need all the fresh, wonderful thinking from all over the world to be part of our economy. And we also need many of the young people who have been educated in our institutions of higher learning, especially in the sciences, to stay here.
So President Trump announced he's going to try to give them what they want.
So we are looking at the possibility, strongly looking at, to be honest with you. California, the governor wants to have a lot of people coming in, refugees coming in, a lot of sanctuary cities, so we'll give them to the sanctuary cities maybe to take care of if that's the way they want it, because we can only hold them under the current law for 20 days.
They can either deal with it at the border and stop it from getting worse, or they're going to have to take on some of that burden in their communities if that becomes an option. Again, that's not our first choice, probably not even our second or third choice, but we have to look at all options as long as Democrats refuse to do their jobs and fix the problem.
But now the Democrats are vigorously defending against it.
Do you think this is an empty threat by the president, though, to talk about busing people from the border into these sanctuary cities? He likes to create friction sometimes to jumpstart, he says, a Congress that's not acting.
He's injecting fear into our country. And so if he was looking to solve a problem, he wouldn't be doing things to divide this country against itself. Beware of anybody that's trying to tell you to be afraid in the strongest country in the world, as opposed to showing our strength and our courage by pulling people together to find common sense solutions to solve this problem.
It's just another notion that is unworthy of the presidency of the United States and disrespectful of the challenges that we face as a country, as a people, to address who we are, a nation of immigrants.
Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom fired back at the president's plan today.
It's illegal. It's immoral. It's unethical. It's sophomoric. It's petulant. And it's par for the course.
It doesn't fit the plan. How are they going to turn those red states blue and champion the United Nations replacement migration plan while the sanctuary cities crumble?
We are not going to be able to get it done under the Republican leadership in Congress. We believe that we will have leverage when we win in November. And why that's important? Because it gives leverage to every family, to every mom who courageously brought her child across the desert to escape.
Cher tweeted an urgent message of sudden coherence in response to President Trump's proposal, saying, "I understand helping struggling immigrants, but my city, Los Angeles, isn't taking care of its own. What about the 50,000 citizens who live on the streets, people who live below poverty line and hungry? If my state can't take care of its own, many are vets, how can it take care of more?" And oddly enough, Cher is right to be concerned. According to the Migration Policy Institute, Los Angeles has taken in at least 10% of the United States population of illegal immigrants. Second on that list, Harris County, Texas, or the southern portion of Texas, fueling a blue wave that is gradually heading into central Texas.
This chart right here shows what type of facilities we'd need based on the number of people coming to this country illegally on a monthly basis versus the number of days to adjudicate that initial claim. And it's pretty shocking. Right now, we had about 100,000 individuals is what the estimate is for month or for March. About 100,000 people come to this country illegally. If it takes 45 days right now, it's taking about 40 days, I think, to get that initial determination. We're looking at needing detention facilities somewhere about 125,000 beds is what this chart would show you.
On average, we apprehend more than 1,000 people illegally crossing the border every day. That's roughly the capacity of 17 commercial buses.
Mexico is a major source country for the transit and production of illicit drugs destined for the United States, including marijuana, cocaine, methamphetamines, heroin, and most recently fentanyl. As a result of Mexico's dominant role, both as a source and transit point for illicit drugs destined for the United States, it's also a primary destination for illicit proceeds that the cartel earns through their distribution networks in the United States.
What's more, as illegal aliens replace Americans in the heartland, they also replace them in the suburbs. As The Atlantic reported way back in 2014, in 2000, more than half of immigrants lived in the suburbs of the nation's largest metro areas. That number is now up to 61%, as more immigrants migrate to suburban communities instead of urban centers. According to census data from 2000 to 2013 analyzed by the Brookings Institution. The Democrats want to silence the vote and voice of American citizens, and it's never been clearer than it is today. We should provide their sanctuary cities with as many illegal aliens as they can't handle. Maybe then we could start to talk about some security on our southern border. John Bound reporting.
The Dems want them, they can have them. Up on InfoWars.com, please find the videos on the front page and share it. Now, continuing here, Millie Weaver's coming up next segment, but think about this, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrats want hundreds of thousands a month to pour in, but they want to basically bus them. Democrats have buses waiting to red states and red cities. They don't want to pay for them. It's a weapon. And so Trump's idea is, well, you say they're legal there. You overwhelmed our courts, our emergency beds, everything. You take them. They go, oh, no, it's too dangerous. So he flips the script on them just by making the point. Another giant caravan just smashed over the Mexican border Saturday, and more are coming. So they're breaking our borders. Now, they call them migrants. That was the old thing when you did have people that lived in Mexico but seasonally came up here in the spring and summer and fall, to pick the fruit and all the rest of it in California and South Texas. That's fine. They'd be fine to even give them worker visas. Those are migrants. People coming in from Europe and Asia and Africa through Latin America and from South America and Central America and collapsed socialist regimes. That's national suicide. So it's just hilarious how the president is playing them. Here is part of what Fox just reported minutes ago.
Francis Pons. Here's White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Nobody thinks that this is the ideal solution, but until we can fix the crisis at the border, we have to look at all options. This is one of them. Whether or not it moves forward, that's yet to be determined. This was raised at a staff level initially and pushed back on. The president wants us to explore it again. Kevin Cork, live outside the White House with the latest. Kevin.
Harris, the president has effectively accused many asylum seekers of simply trying to game the system as far as our immigration system is concerned. He is saying they're effectively trying to skip the line. He's also said that, along with an explosion of illegal immigration along the southern border, simply have overwhelmed border communities, and that means they should be moved. That's the thinking here at the White House. Move them in other places around the country. Let me share part of a tweet. The president's sort of been talking about this ad nauseum, and now he's going on Twitter saying this: those illegal immigrants who can no longer be legally held, Congress must fix the laws and loopholes, will be subject to Homeland Security given to sanctuary cities and southern states. Now, critics, as you pointed out, accuse the White House of being, frankly, cynical, and they're using migrants as a political wedge issue. In fact, over on Capitol Hill, Harris, some Democrats say the very idea of, quote, dumping, end quote, migrants on sanctuary cities runs counter to the fundamental promise of America.
The president has no right to spend money appropriated by Congress for other purposes to ship immigrants all over the country.
Everybody talks about Democrats and Republicans getting together.
We're going to go to break and come back with Millie Weaver. It was just at a Bernie rally along with Caitlin Bennett. That's coming up. But folks, they're the ones. The UN advertising will let you stay here, overwhelm our judges, overwhelm our courts. Overwhelm everything. You have a right to be here. Same thing the European Union did. They admit they did it. And then they go, the president has no right to ship them all over the country. The Democrats show up with their own buses and their own trains and their own rented aircraft and fly them everywhere to red cities and red states to make us pay for it. No, you little a-holes. You filthy Democrats. You filthy little maggot maddler. You're going to pay for it, you piece of crap.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Democrats. He's raised $18 million, double his leading competitor. And in national polls, he is the leader in a record-wide field of 18 different lying, colluding miscreants. And she's going to be breaking all that down with us here in a moment. But I tell you, coming up when I start the next hour, I was really thinking about this. Obama administration turns the internet over to the globalist. That was just 4 years ago, and Trump's not stopped it. That'll be your headline next hour. Trump handing the internet over to the UN. And I'm not trying to attack Trump, but that's what's happening. It's in the news today. That's who's running the regulations against everybody. We'll talk to Millie in a moment. First, we've got three new specials. We ended the huge mega super sale, but we've got a new sale that in the targeted areas is just as good and is really amazing. And that is a whole bunch of our high-quality apparel. All of our apparel is 50% off. That's all the T-shirts, all the ball caps, all everything. So, again, I would encourage listeners to understand, if you're on a right-wing or nationalist area, you'll get pats on the back and a cup of coffee probably bought before you wear an InfoWars shirt. Meet a lot of like-minded people. It's a real adventure. But if you're in a leftist area, they don't speak Latin. They don't know what Molon Labe means. They don't know what attorney response team is. They don't know what a Don't California, My USA is. That's some of our new shirts. So that's a fun thing to just meet like-minded people and spread the word. But if you wear an InfoWars.com shirt in some leftist areas around universities or whatever, you might get stabbed or hit over the head with a baseball bat or whatever. So caution when wearing these. But, you know, our audience really doesn't run. So I made all these T-shirts that don't have InfoWars on them, and people like them, but nothing like they do the ones that are loud and proud, InfoWars.com, or that Trump Medusa T-shirt's my favorite. But the best-selling is the in-your-face big, bright, red InfoWars.com shirt. That's the one everybody wants right there. We have the Don't Tread on Me. We have Mean Like a Wolverine. We have a bunch of great ball caps, 1776. Don't Tread on Me, InfoWars.com. 50% off all apparel. And they point out it's annual. We've not done this. I looked it up in over a year. Because listen, the dollar isn't what it used to be. To get a really fancy, nice designer shirt that's smooth and feels nice and is made in America and printed in America is like $12. Then to print on it's another $4 or $5. A lot of these shirts are $17 a piece. I sell them retail like $29.95. When I go 50% off, we're losing money. Now, an InfoWars shirt, it's a nice navy blue shirt, but it only costs like $5. The printing like $1. So I can sell that, you know, for $12. But the others are costing me like $17, $19 a piece. So be sure and check all those out. If you see a shirt for like $17 or $19, it means it cost me that much. Okay, if you see a shirt for $12, it means it cost me $6. But everything is 50% off. We go and look at what the purchase order is, what it was, and give you literally 50% off. This is the best time. And these shirts freak the leftist out, the globalist out. and it helps fund this great operation. But the other big sale is $50 off Alexa Pure Breeze. We haven't done this since Christmas. They got more in stock. It cost them almost $100 to make the unit. So a $200 deal compared to other filters that are $500 for the same filter is a great deal. Well, they give 50% off. We're splitting like $50 between myself and the distributor. So that is very close to cost. Alexa Pure Breeze, 4-stage ion filters, 67% off, 2-week food supply. You're getting that at cost, a 2-week nice plastic tote container. Hell, at Walmart, the plastic container would cost as much as this cost. And it's one of those nice, tote containers that has the clasp and all of it. A 2-week food supply, great to keep in your trunk, keep in your garage. That is at cost right now for 1 week only. On the filters and on the food at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, going to Millie Weaver, and then you'll ride shotgun with us when Caitlin Bennett comes on. I got so much to talk about. What do you make of him, Bernie Sanders, being the front man, raising double the money of other Democrats? This really shows the Democratic Party, contrary to what Pelosi says, the Democratic Party, their ethos, their operating system is basically communism, as the Gallup poll shows.
Well, Bernie held this town hall, and the whole objective here was to come to a small town on the outskirts of Youngstown, Ohio, to talk about, rallying up these unions behind him, behind his campaign. And the whole message he was pitching, Alex, was very anti-business. It was very much like using a strong-handed government to force regulations on these big businesses and kind of rule over them like a tyrannical communist regime. And the people were cheering. They loved it. But what many of these people don't seem to remember or understand is if you look into the history of Youngstown, Ohio, these unions are what drove the steel and coal mills out of Youngstown. They actually left to other states, and that's what started the economic collapse in Youngstown, Ohio, nearly 100,000 people.
Because you're from nearby, you're from nearby there, but that's a historical fact. It was leftist harassing U.S. industry that ran it out to begin with.
Yes, the unions ran out the businesses because they kept on striking and they kept on causing all these issues for the businesses, and they ended up leaving. One of the biggest steel manufacturers left the state because they were tired of the unions in Youngstown, all of these Democrats. So Bernie coming there saying, let's continue, let's have these unions, let's, smash these businesses with an iron fist, it's only going to make the problem worse. And he sits there and tried to, talk bad about what Trump's been doing for the economy.
And of course, Bernie go help bankrupt the college and steal the money, so he knows what to do.
Exactly. And many of these teachers are all upset because they don't have, the money to hire many of these teachers. Many of them are laid off still. It's been an ever-growing decline for Youngstown because they've never fully recovered from these steel mills.
But I think Bernie, who never had a free market job, first paycheck, 40 years old, I bet he will fix it.
Oh, that's what he's pitching. He's like, I'll fix it. I'll fix all the problems. I mean, what I'll say is this. I followed the Hillary Clinton campaign, and I saw how staged some of her rallies were. They would have these photo ops to make it look like she had more people there than there actually were. I'll tell you, there weren't really that many people there at this event. They could not even fill a high school auditorium. And the other thing was that it looked like many of the people who were the people asking the questions during question and answers were planted in the audience.
You mean they were a communist would plant something? Stay right there. We're coming with you and Caitlin. We actually have the footage inside this church. They throw Caitlin out. And we have a professor that you found out about. Connie Schultz says, you don't have First Amendment because we choose who has free speech and who doesn't. It's all coming up with Millie Weaver. And Caitlin Bennett will join us and will ride shotgun as well. And then when we start the next hour, I'm going to take Trump big time to the woodshed because, Obama openly tried to transfer the internet to the UN. He did to a great extent. Now Trump's letting him do it. What do you think all the censorship is? What do you think all the control is? That's what it's doing. Millie Weaver joins us straight ahead. NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today.
and then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon, September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The big news, been on fire for hours. It's a symbol of Christendom on fire with the Islamic takeover of France. I think it's emblematic of what we're facing and what we're dealing with. So we've got the billowing smoke from the facility built in the 1100s. would make it 900 years old. Joining us now is Caitlin Bennett, riding shotgun with Millie Weaver, both great InfoWars.com reporters who were on the ground in Ohio yesterday covering Bernie. Another event, he came out and said Trump is hurting working people. There's also other disgusting clips we're going to be playing. But first off, I wanted to bring up Caitlin Bennett. You got thrown out. The full video is on InfoWars.com. You're being totally polite. And then now Connie Schultz, a professor, we'll tell folks about this in a minute, is saying you don't deserve journalism. Well, it doesn't matter. They said it's a public event on their website. You're peacefully sitting there. And so they discriminated against you, but she waves a magic wand. Connie Schultz, who defends the New York Times, I guess, that lied about WMDs and all of their lies, she says, I'm not defending her eviction. Oh, really? But as a journalist teaching in a journalism school of her alma mater, where Bennett tweeted, this is Penn State, a photo of herself parading around campus with an AR-10 rifle on graduation day, I am clear that she is not a journalist. Oh, yeah, because journalists never do photo ops. She's with InfoWars. Oh, my gosh, she hid that. You caught us. Oh, my gosh. So Caitlin Bennett and Millie Weaver, your take on this.
Well, I was really disappointed that I didn't get to hear Bernie speak because I actually wanted to try to ask him a question. I noticed when I was walking into the event that people were recognizing me and they were taking pictures of me and they were going to the police and showing them. So I just put my hood up and I was actually scrolling on Facebook because I was just getting uncomfortable and I really didn't want attention on me. It wasn't about me. It was about Bernie. So next thing I know, the campaign staff is telling me that I have to leave just because they don't want me there. I didn't violate any rules. They lied. They actually lied and said that it was an invite-only event. No, it wasn't, because there was no one checking an invite list at the door. It was open to the public. And
well,
you
it said come here.
RTV.
It's a public event on his website, and you show that in the report. But when Beto had his event in Austin, they said, you must come downtown and sign up. They had people on the street saying, sign up, give us your name and number. There were no tickets. It was all a fraud. So you're telling me a socialist is a fraudster?
Well, what I'm telling you is that socialists now actually believe in private property because
wow.
They kept saying it was a private event. So, yeah, Millie?
They sure like to engage in communism, too. I mean, they had all kinds of shirts for sale. Look, I think what's happening is these campaigns are trying to mitigate and do damage control because too many people are coming, and during their question and answers, during their speeches, people are asking them hard questions that these politicians don't want to answer and don't like to answer, and it's causing a nightmare, just like what happened with Beto. So what they're doing now is they're making sure to pass the mic to plants they have in the audience. They're very limited, and they want to make sure someone like Caitlin Bennett doesn't come in there and ask a question that Bernie Sanders doesn't like or doesn't have a pre-scripted answer for.
And it was also, we'll get back to this, but a cameo, I'd say, you know, 100% a Smolliter, who shows up and is screaming the N-word. You talk to people later, he was saying niggardly, which I guess means selfish or stupid or something. But the point is, he didn't want to actually get branded with saying that in the future. He's wearing a MAGA hat. He's running around trying to disrupt. This is a classic Smolletting event. But that way, participants got to hear some racism with somebody dressed up like a Trump supporter. You guys also witnessed that.
Oh, yeah, that looked completely scripted. See, you know, Caitlin was removed. I think they had a little bit of confusion because there was a grapevine of there's an InfoWars girl here, and me and Caitlin were sitting like maybe two or three rows apart, and I think they took her off thinking they solved the problem. Well, we were there, and we saw what they did, the staged interviews, and then this guy running in a MAGA hat, making sure to scream and yell what sounded like the N-word, and then he had to wave his hat in the air to make sure everyone in the room saw it, and then everyone cheers and applauds his removal. And then Bernie has his little pre-scripted, what sounded like a pre-scripted answer. He sure knew exactly what to say. And who did he attack? Trump. This is Trump and his divisiveness in America. And, you know, it just seems so scripted. And, of course, all the mainstream
media outlets. Well, of course,
we
know from the WikiLeaks, Hillary pulled the same crap in Chicago against Trump. These people are dastardly.
Yeah, and I think what it is the whole, what Laura Loomer's been doing has been so successful, and many other have followed suit, and I think they're trying to ruin that by having now fake bird doggers come in sure. In Trump hats screaming profanities.
Well, let me tell you what they're scared of, and I want to get both your takes on this, both Caitlin and Millie. When we had the Bill Clinton's a rapist contest, because they were trying to say that Trump was a racist for out-of-context comments when Bill Clinton settled rape cases. Bill Clinton said, I'll tell you what you need to know, that you're a rapist. You know, all those famous videos, that brought them to their knees. So I want to see it as Caitlyn and Millie's revenge. I want to see men and women everywhere go to these Bernie events. He's the front runner. And say, Bernie, why'd you swindle that college? Why do you live in million? Why do you have multi-million dollar houses, like three of them? Why do you drive $100,000 cars that say America sucks all day? Why do you say white people don't know what it's like to be poor? I mean, because we need everyone to go confront these scumbags and let their little handlers know they're not going to stop the signal.
Exactly. Maybe it needs to be a contest again, Alex.
Well, I don't, you know, we don't have a lot of money around here.
Yeah.
But people sure like getting, oh, is it $2,000 every time they said Bill Clinton's a rapist? So what should we come up with Bernie? Bernie Sanders is a con man? Communism fails? I don't know. What do you say?
Well, we definitely know. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's a photo out there where Bernie's actually speaking at a Ben and Jerry's event, I guess. I'm not sure. His podium is actually a remodel of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. But then he speaks out against corporations getting involved in politics and corporate money and all this stuff. But it's out there. He's doing it. He's showing everybody, and no one blinks an eye. And Millie went out there and asked, you know, his supporters, how do you feel the burn for, you know, Bernie coming against you and selling out to the DNC and Hillary Clinton? And it just goes right over their head. They did not care. They just want Trump out.
You are going to get free health care. You are going to get free school, free housing. You are going to get free money if you don't want to work. But most importantly, reparations. All white people are guilty and will pay black people money. Of course, it will go through the Democrats, and we will control the money and get most of it for ourselves. How outrageous is it to know, Caitlin, that he is the front runner in the Democratic Party?
I think it shows exactly what's going on. You know, when I go to Bernie events, I would expect the crowd to be mostly young people. Surprisingly, it's older people, and I'm not sure if it's because they need that health care that he's talking about. The young people are only focused on the free college. I talked to a couple of them, and I asked them, I said, what is socialism? And one of them even tried to tell me that Bernie Sanders' base is not about socialism. He's not running on socialism. And I'm like, where have you been? Where have you been?
That is a conspiracy theory and racist. What do you make of Nancy Pelosi, we'll play the clip and come back, actually saying there's no socialists in our party?
Well, it's ridiculous. Bernie's an open socialist. And the ridiculous thing about his whole rally here is that he was attacking General Motors. And he was saying, let's you know, put an iron fist on General Motors.
That's the group that got nationalized by Obama. That group's up Obama's rear end.
Exactly, right? And the irony here, though, is that Youngstown came in to help. GM came in to help Youngstown after Youngstown lost out because the steel mills all left because of the unions. So now they're saying, let's have another union chase off the one guy left, GM.
And let's be clear. We need to have incentives like Venezuela. GM needs to move to Venezuela. I will destroy and swindle all of you with me and my big, fat, ugly wife. You belong to me, America.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late, 800-213-9264.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
I like the bankrupts. I like billion-dollar houses. I'm Bernie Sanders.
And I'm waging war on corruption.
It's
Alex Jones.
Notre Dame. Notre Dame is feeling the burn right now. We're letting the Islamic invasion do quite nicely. That will teach you. They're feeling the burn down in Venezuela. Thousands starving per week. And you will feel the burn here too. Once my army of slugs takes over. I am the leader. I am Bernie. Buck-tooted Sanders. We sure showed them in Cuba, the Christians, and in Russia. I honeymooned there. Where you could actually get in a jail cell and kick a Christian's eyes out and stomp their face in. I did it. I liked it. I'll do it again. I am superior. I am a communist.
Getting serious, Notre Dame is an incredibly famous place. If I was going to go to Paris, it is an Islamic, you know, what hole now? An Islamic toilet, literally. I would have gone to Notre Dame, the hunchback, the whole nine yards, built in 1100 and something. See if my memory serves right. 1100. Can we pull up when Notre Dame was built? That sucker is in flames. That is too bad. But it'll just turn into a mosque anyway, so maybe it's better. It just totally burns. Yeah, I mean, I'm not glad this happened, but I tell you, it's better than the Islamists capturing it.
1163. That is when the abusive Christian devils built that church. An evil Western beauty artifact that now is on fire.
and terrible footage. That place is up like a Christmas tree right now.
Oh, actually, it's where I live. I am the Hunchback of Notre Dame Bernie.
All right, let's stop right now. Caitlin Bennett, Millie Weaver, I want you guys to do your own show soon. We're lining that up. We're not here interrupting. Tell folks more about covering Bernie, covering leftists. They seem to get even more rabid. How are they responding now that Russiagate's totally funny?
Well, you know, I think that the reason Bernie even chose the location for this event in Youngstown was because Youngstown never really became diversified economically. They relied so much on steel. The whole city was built around steel. There was massive, just implosion of economy there. Everything was great with the steel mill there. All these buildings, schools being built, people moving in for the jobs. Then the Democrats unionized and did so many strikes that the steel mills decided, we're out of here. We're going to a different state.
You mean left. Democrats ruined the place?
Oh, yeah. It's called Black Monday. Look it up. Everyone knows about it. The steel mills left, and basically everyone who worked for the steel mill lost their job. And the problem was that there weren't any other big industries in that city. So what followed? You know, schools shutting down because people are leaving, teachers being laid off, people leaving homes. You have all of these abandoned cities.
Why not just raise taxes? You don't need infrastructure like Venezuela. You just have nothing but me. And then you, please continue.
So you had all this economic decline in Youngstown that's been happening for decades. Then General Motors actually came into Youngstown and opened a factory there to try to mitigate the damage that's been done.
To exploit the workers.
Well, that's what Bernie says. Now, Bernie's there at this rally saying, unions, we need to strike against GM.
I will not exploit you. There will be no college or jobs. You will be homeless. Sorry.
And then here's what will happen. Youngstown will quite literally burn to the ground if Bernie gets in and pushes his policies, because there are so many dilapidated buildings in Youngstown because people have left them vacant. Firefighters are having a hard time because these buildings are being turned into crack houses and they're having fires in them.
Local government is racist.
Bernie will cause Youngstown to burn to the ground. What do you think, Caitlin?
We know what's going to happen. We know what's going to happen. But
shut up, young lady. I had you thrown out of the event, and I say you're not real media. I agree with Connie Schultz, professor at your college. She says, shut your pie hole. Your degree means nothing from that college. I will let you have one more thing you can say, but she agrees. Shut you up.
You know what's funny about Connie is that she's married to Sherrod Brown, who does not think that partial birth abortions should be illegal. He supports post-birth abortions and partial birth abortions. So it's so funny. She's sitting here married to someone who represents me from Ohio, and she's attacking me. She's attacking a private citizen, and she thinks that she has some type of grasp on everything by claiming she teaches at the school I went to, as if that gives her any sort of leg up. So
she has the right to say, you don't get speech. Shut up.
That's exactly what she's saying. She's saying that she's a journalism teacher. What if one of her students wanted to pursue a career with InfoWars or Fox News, and she's over there tweeting that Fox News is propaganda, InfoWars is propaganda? In what world is this acceptable from academia? Well, we know that 2019 is acceptable for leftists to come out and just have their bias in academia. They push down students that don't agree with them, and that's exactly what she's doing, and Kent State needs to do something about it.
Now, let's talk about the instincts of this. You're over there. Everybody knows you don't disrupt events. You're there to cover it. Someone recognizes you, and a little tattle goes over and tells on you. And even the police, they'll apologize to you, and they say, well, it's a private event. But no, they advertise it as a public event. People have lost lawsuits over that. But see, Bernie doesn't care. He's just using taxpayer money and rich people. So that's why a suit won't work. But he just really is authoritarian. And I saw some of the leftists, mainly obese Nelly men, who really hate women, really celebrating you being thrown out.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was ridiculous. I was there to listen. I could understand if I were disrupting, if I was causing arguments in the crowd. I was sitting there on Facebook waiting for Bernie to come out, and I have these media people in my face taking pictures and telling on me. And I asked, I said, did I violate any rules? And all he says is, no, this is a private event. And I was like, you can't really say that because it's public property. It's a public high school. It's a public event. And he just keeps throwing out all these lies. So I get
Well, that's the guy that threw you out. The cops said, both the cops said, we're sorry. Yes, we agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah, so they were private security. And they're
But they weren't. They were off-duty police. They were just private security in that capacity.
Okay, yeah. It was really upsetting because, you know, I thought they were officers. I thought they were police. So I said, so you're taking orders from them, even though this is public. That's what it was described as. And this is public property. And they really just didn't seem to care.
Well, shifting gears here, what do you make of Nancy Pelosi, who will play the club, trying to distance herself and say there's only five socialists in the Democratic Party leadership? My God, they're all pushing socialism and communism. Gallup poll shows half of them identify as communists. Here's the clip.
Property. This is not a private event. On his website, and we'll pull up and we'll put a little screenshot.
She likes to minimize the conflicts within her caucus between the moderates and the progressives.
You have these wings, AOC and her group on one side.
That's like five people.
No, it's the progressive group. It's more than five.
I'm a progressive, yeah.
So there's only five socialists or communists in the Democratic Party leadership, Caitlin and Miller.
What a bunch of baloney. These Democrat politicians just can straight lie through their teeth with a fake plastic smile on their face like Nancy Pelosi. It's ridiculous. They're all pushing for free health care, free college, you know, free this. Let's open up the free benefits to even non-U.S.
But at least AOC really shows the real face. I mean, how could she look like the Grinch that stole Christmas in every shot? It's like a... I mean, I can't even do these faces.
Oh my gosh.
What's more scary than, the thought of socialism was Nancy Pelosi's face in that clip we just saw. Like, that was so disturbing. I didn't even know who it was at first. It was complete plastic, like you said. But I think that she knows that socialism is detrimental to the country, so she probably does want to distance herself from it. But she can't really come out and say, like, socialism is bad. You know, it's only five people because she doesn't want to offend them, because they all need to stick together to get their points across or implement free health care. So if Nancy Pelosi comes out and tries to make it as if free health care isn't a socialist idea, then more people are going to accept it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it's emblematic that nothing against old people, but I mean, the Democratic Party is like a bunch of weird, obviously drug addict geriatrics. But they're in power, so the system keeps backing them, but they're pathetic.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi is just a dino that's trying to be cool and, you know, throw out all these little cool words to the millennial base, like, I'm a progressive, sanctuary cities. She's just trying to appeal to millennials, and she's being fake. I mean, her face literally looks
plastic. Let me ask you about that. Democrats now say, do not bring the illegals to us. You are going to keep them. So when we come back to talk about it, I'm going to stop them burning. It's out of control. It's very addictive. Can you imagine actually walking around? I pulled up on a $120,000 Audi. I have three $1 million houses. But I'm going to tell you America sucks. Okay. We'll be right back with the third hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.